Okay, I'm pissed.
Why? Is this a soft open?
This is a hard open. I'm pissed. This is episode of 20 freaking 2 of Not According to Plan. I'm Sam Valentine.
I'm Happy Scott Flannery. What's going on?
I dropped a whole entire giant bag of chia seeds in my sink.
Chia seeds or Cheeto seeds?
Are there Cheeto seeds?
Can you grow Cheetos?
I would be a lot happier right now. No, I was being a good girl, and today I went grocery shopping, and I went to the dry goods aisle of Sprouts, as you know, is my favorite place mm-hmm. in the world, because you can get everything, and it's super cheap. And I was like, you know, chia seeds, they're like $8.99 a pound or something like that, or $4.99 a pound, but yeah, what's a pound of chia seeds? That's a lot. So I took a bunch of scoops, filled up a big bag, mm-hmm. paid for that sucker. I'm not even going to look at my receipt because now I'm going to be sad. Mm-hmm. I was trying to put it from the bag into a jar just now before you walked in the door. Spilled the whole thing in the sink. My first thought was, how can I rectify this?
Yes.
My second thought was, I just poured a thing of chicken breast, raw chicken breast juice
no.
down the drain.
No.
So every part of that sink felt like it needed to be disinfected, so I couldn't even scrape a layer off.
I'm very upset now, because I was just about to say, here's what you do. You put the stopper in, you put the water in the sink, and you let them grow overnight. And then you make and then you have pudding in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be salmonella pudding.
Maybe you can give that to people you don't like. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
No.
It's just an excuse
things.
To go to your favorite grocery store.
I know, but I was just there. Once a week is plenty.
Oh, you're good. I go like four times a week to Pavilions.
But it's right by your house, though.
Truth.
There's not the grocery store down the street is like 7-Eleven.
I mean, it's kind of like I also want to check out all the men. You know what I mean? There's two reasons to go. Sustenance and sustenance.
Wait, have you hit on someone in a grocery store before?
I have done it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Did it work out?
I always like to go when I have to dress up for work. You know, like you're looking fine.
So like not so much like what's going on right
now.
Not
in my soaking wet gym clothes that I'm in at the current moment. Although in West Hollywood, that actually might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, oh, you're in like sweaty gym shorts. Like, it's like a thing for people.
So how are you?
I am well. We are recording this just after Easter weekend. And I have to tell you, on Sunday, because I recognize Easter, but I do not celebrate it, everyone was busy, which is great for me. Because I got to go into my apartment complex pool with zero people, zero music playing from anyone in any apartment because they were all, I don't know, place of worship, family house, wherever they were.
Do you know where they were?
I have no idea where they were.
Coachella.
Coachella was going on too. You're
That's
absolutely
right.
That's
why there was right. no crazy music or people taking pictures of
oh
themselves.
Oh my God. I was in the pool by myself reading my Entertainment Weekly. It was God's gift to me. Happy Easter. It was amazing. And then I watched like 8 episodes of 13 Reasons Why. And then I read a book for book club.
Is it good?
I read a different book. I lied. I read a personal book. It wasn't for book
club.
Oh,
I don't care about the book. I meant 13 Reasons Why.
I did read a book. It's just never a book club.
Should I Instagram live us right now?
Instagram live us. Sure. Why not? While we talk about it. 13 Reasons Why makes me want to give a B grade. That wasn't even grammatically correct because I'm looking at your phone.
Why is it a B? Wait, I haven't started it yet.
Okay. Because the themes and the learning outcomes... And the acting are all very, very good. But it's almost as if Netflix took this piece of saltwater taffy and stretched it to where it's as thin as possible and was like, this could have been 4 episodes and now it's 13 one-hour episodes.
Why is everyone so obsessed with it then?
Because it's very dark and... Ooh, I went through puberty. Oh, it's very dark and serious. And they say the F word... About every 2 seconds, which you're thinking about a teen drama, you don't think of the F word.
By the way, we're about to be on Instagram Live.
Oh my God.
I just got this idea. I thought it would be fun.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. We're now live.
We're live.
Oh, and then when you listen to this podcast, we won't be live.
This is a live recording of Not According to Plan podcast.
This is what it looks like.
As of right now, no one's watching.
It's all unicorns and rainbows, as you can see.
Wait.
You have somebody saying something.
Hi.
Hello.
So, This, we thought this would be fun.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I like to surprise you, keep you on your toes.
Okay.
So did anything not go according to plan for you this week?
You go first.
Well, the whole bag of chia seeds was not as I would have liked it.
But Sprouts appreciates your business.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get some more of it.
Okay.
I went to my... Oh, that would be great if we were Instagram Live and the dogs could bark now. Hey, yo, keep it together. I went home. Home for Easter.
Oh, that's cute. Did you see mom, dad, family?
Mom, dad, dogs, the whole thing.
Mm.
And it was great.
Yes.
It was so nice.
Did you eat greasy food?
Yeah. Well, they're in Arizona. They're not in the Midwest anymore.
Oh.
So it's not quite like that. Hi. Mm-hmm. Hi, Ashley Platts. Yay. We have some people actually watching.
I love this. It feels kind of awkward.
Inside the Secret, Not According to Plan podcast studios. So.
Oh, my God. They're getting a sneak peek.
I know. We'll stop it before we get real juicy.
Okay.
So I went home.
Uh-huh.
And I did not go to Coachella.
I'm very proud of you.
Have you ever been?
No. Do our listeners know what Coachella is?
It's a big music festival in the desert, or that's the origination of it. But now it's a place where you wear flower crowns and take selfies.
That is exactly what it is. Also, if you're gay, you do not eat for 16 weeks. You go to the gym excessively and you buy a fanny pack and only wear that with short shorts. That's the uniform. Right.
Do people wear... They wear shoes, though. Like tassel-y thingies.
And... You know, like gladiator sandals.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I look at all the... I actually don't go on Facebook during the Coachella weekends because all it is selfies in the desert and...
People doing this?
Yeah. Why are we peace signing?
The peace sign?
What?
I don't know.
Why?
Peace?
No. It's not peace because we've already decided Bianchi wasn't there. It's not peaceful.
Did you see where they did... where they did Jimmy Kimmel stands outside and he has like an interview where I asked them like, oh my God, are you excited to see like toenail clippings or some shit like that?
What?
And people are like, yeah, I love their music. They're lesser known, but I'm really into them.
God.
And he's like, cool, I just made that band name up and have a good time.
Oh my God. Did they have the, last year they had that balloon thing that went up to like a mile up. I'm making that up. I don't know how long it was. But everyone stood at the base of this balloon and held a picture and looked very solemnly into their selfie stick for that photo.
Was that or was that Burning Man?
Oh, Jesus. They all run together.
Burning Man is supposed to be more of like a spiritual experience.
I should take a step back and say...
Not your vibe.
Please go after what you find enjoyable in life. Thank you.
Scott's always afraid of offending people. Always. So, you know what I saw at my mom's house this weekend?
What?
I'm going to tell you. A live, laugh, love rug.
Okay. Burn it.
See?
Live, laugh, love. Do some other things like eat and have sex.
If I walked into my mom's house and she had a rug that said eat and have sex.
Now, that's a rug I would buy.
I would be like, can I have that?
Absolutely.
That would be so awkward. Mom, I know you are not our number one fan, but...
I love
we
her.
We did go to a restaurant and they had a sign on the door and it said live, laugh, line dance.
Okay.
But they also served like chicken fried. That is something that they would serve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like chicken fried. They made a chicken fried steak omelet.
Okay. For those who don't know what pickleback is, please order one before you die. It's basically... What's the liquor, though? What's the liquor?
Whiskey.
A shot of whiskey and a shot of pickle juice.
Have you ever done one?
Yes, many a time. There's a bar in Seattle called Montana.
Like, so you like it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love it.
Every time I go to Montana, the bar in Seattle, not the state, I order that because it's a thing that they do. And then they also make their own ginger beer. So then I get my own gin and ginger because it's my favorite drink.
Ooh.
Well, one of them. Yeah, always do picklebacks there. It's so
good. So you do a whiskey pickleback, and then you do a gin and ginger, and then you're completely fucked.
And then I don't remember if I'm in Montana or Washington.
Can I tell you what we used to do in college?
Go.
I hope Sarah Larson sees this.
She's logged on right now.
you have no idea. We would take shots of like vodka, and we would chase it with barbecue potato chips.
How do you chase with chips?
You just go real fast.
Oh, I thought you like mushed them up into a mush and then like swallowed them.
No. You just like, so you would like take the shot and then you eat some chips. Nothing covers up the taste of almost anything like a barbecue potato chip.
That is a true statement. It Pringles works. Brand?
No.
Oh, just regular.
Like a off-brand like barbecue potato chip.
Oh, like a 99-cent bag.
Yeah, like we were in school at Missouri State University and we were all barely getting by. So.
Okay. Well, what did I do in college? In college, I was a... are you sitting down for this? A Smirnoff Ice kind of man. We also had Zima back in the day, if you remember that. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
So, wait, so what age did you come out?
I came out when I was between freshman and sophomore years of college, so it was at the same time. I didn't drink until I was 21, so I didn't drink until after I came out.
Because you were in the dorms, being all responsible and
following
the rules.
I was the granddad, that's right.
You didn't drink over the summer, though, in college?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
What did you do?
I was a goody-two-shoes making money.
So I would work like weeks at a time, but even on the weekends, we would fit in like a 12-hour binge.
Oh, no. I never did that. That's a hard no. If I drank, which is what I'm trying to recollect right now, it was like a drink because I didn't want to get in trouble.
I remember drinking Smirnoff Ice in high school. Sorry, Mom. This is not your podcast.
Oh. You're grounded. Go sit in the corner. I will finish this podcast. No, actually, come back. I don't know how well I'll do it by myself.
I also think you don't know how to turn off the Instagram Live.
Are you all liking this? Like, share, love, and repeat. Yes, live, please. Life, love.
You best be subscribed. We should probably turn it off.
Okay, because it's about to get juicy.
Because we're
here.
About to talk about...
The Amazing Race.
Amazing Race.
If
how
you are
sweet.
Oh, you're cute.
Sound. It's great, right?
Yeah. If you're on Instagram Live and you want to hear the rest, you have to log in on iTunes tomorrow when we post it. Bye.
Subscribe and leave us a review. It's on Wednesday, actually. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. And for those who are listening to the podcast, thanks for bearing with us. That was soups fun. Can they go back and actually see what we just looked like?
I am not entirely sure.
Great. Good.
But you guys should follow me on Instagram at Sam Valentine if you want more of that.
There you go. There it is.
My own little plug. Okay, so let's get juicy.
Okay.
So like I said, I was home this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched your episode of Amazing Race this week.
Well, thank you. I think it was a couple of ours episode, but I'll take the credit.
You're the only one I talk to every week. So
you have a lot of questions.
Well... I was drinking wine with my family and taking notes at the same time.
They're all watching it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
My mom and dad love you. Remember we all went to the concert together and stuff when they
were
in town?
Well, yeah, but I didn't know if they remembered.
Absolutely.
They're so kind.
Oh, yeah. They DVR it.
Oh, yes. Thank you all so much. They're the reasons that this season of The Amazing Race is having more viewers.
Really?
We have increased our viewership over 3 episodes.
That's impressive.
That actually is impressive for a Thursday at 10 p.m. show.
That's very impressive.
So you're welcome for the drama.
Thanks, Mom. So here's what I wrote down, and this is the first time I'm looking at it since
oh, great.
That night. So
let's do it.
Where the fuck did you get that hat?
Okay. The quiche hat.
Scott was wearing a hat that said hashtag quiche.
There was no hashtag. It just said
it
quiche.
Didn't say hashtag?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I write down hashtag?
Because
quiche?
The producers put that as one of the hashtags for the episode in front of my face. Hashtag quiche, which means I've like made it. As a super fan, like you want 2 things to happen if you're on the show. 1, you get a hashtag. 2, you get an episode title after one of your quotes. I have 1 of 2 already checked.
TBD.
Let's see if I get a quote. So in the airplane ride from Brazil to Tanzania.
Is it Tanzania?
No, they say Tanzania in the country, so I'm trying to be...
Oh, so you're like one of those people who says like Ibiza?
Mm-hmm, like Nicaragua.
Go on.
I'll say Tanzania for you Americans. So on that long flight from Brazil to... I'm tripping on it. Tanzania. It was the entire cast, which I have to tell you, at that point was, what, there's 18 of us. They put us all in like 3 rows in the back of this huge aircraft. And because it was like, I don't even know how long the flight was, 14, 18 hours, something like that.
Woof.
We, obviously got drunk.
Did you?
Yeah, because it was the one and only flight, at least my run of the season, where all the cast was together. And because we had so long, we were like, well, we have time to drink and then sober up and then race. So we did.
That's so... Wait, did you start immediately once you got off the plane, though?
Yeah, because once you get off the plane, you're instantly back in race mode. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was very brave of you. I know. I would be so scared. I would be exhausted.
Well, you want to know the real secret? What? I let everyone else drink.
Oh, you're a bastard.
So production was sitting in a whole different, like still in coach class, but ahead of us in a different cabin. And then we were in the back, and we had to be told to be quiet approximately 46 times.
So you guys don't get along at all.
No. Me. Oh, right. You're being sarcastic. Yeah. So much fun because it was the first time we had like so much time to get to know each other.
And you guys were usually on separate flights before.
Exactly. And also because the alcohol was free. It was South African Airways, and I had flown South African a year prior to work with Build On.
Right.
And I remember drinking Amarula. Amarula was given to me by a flight attendant because I asked for amaretto in my coffee a year ago, and she mistook me for Amarula and gave it to me, and I was like, oh, what is this? And I smell it, and it smells like heaven in a bottle. It's essentially Bailey's and amaretto together.
Yum.
And I know that might sound a little crazy, but it is so good. And so I told everyone on cast when I found out we were flying South African Airways, I was like, everyone has to get Amarula. We're buying them out. Like, it's the best thing you've ever had in your life.
Just drink it straight?
Well, it's like a creamy liqueur, so I do, but I also suggested putting it in your coffee, like mm-hmm. a milk, like a creamer. And here's the funny thing, like everyone did that. They came by and we like bought them out or like just got them. They were out of Amarulas in like 2 seconds. And everyone's drinking them, having a good time. And I was encouraging everyone to drink more because that's how I play the game.
And did they not notice that you were drinking?
Well, I was drinking, but very slowly. Because I wanted them to see I was drinking. I'm not that mischievous. I mean, it's not like I could do much on the plane, but I wanted to get to know everyone and also know who they liked on cast.
So you were like truth serum-ing them.
Yeah, because I was like, who might you align with? That's what I was trying to get at. Hey, you know what? The game is not over until the finish line is done, okay?
Or till you drop a squeegee.
Until you drop a squeegee.
Go on.
So anyway, that's how I found out a lot about who might be aligned with who. And then I also created a couple more alliances that I know for a fact will be shown next episode.
Thank God. I'm dying for some of that drama.
Here it comes. Stay tuned. So in that same flight, Olive and I were chatting and she has...
Adorable. Like, love her.
Yeah, she's great. She has a couple of hats because she owns her own clothing company. And forgive me, I don't know the name of her clothing company, but I wear that hat, I believe, in the next episode. Whenever I wear a white hat with a black bill, mm-hmm. whatever that company is, that's her clothing company, and I wear it very soon. But she had the quiche hat, and we were talking about Jemay, Private School Girl, which is an HBO show.
Yes, I've never watched it, but I see it on there. Yeah.
Okay, it is fucking hilarious.
Is it really?
Yes.
It looks awkward.
It's awkward, but you have to like sit with it for a minute. And if you just like let your brain get there, you're going to be like, okay, I need to binge this.
Oh, interesting.
And one of the very first, she comes up with all of her own words. It's obviously a man in drag, but all of her girlfriends are like actual high school girls.
Do they pretend that she's not a man in drag?
Correct. They pretend she's a high school girl, which makes it hilarious. And then one of the things she says is she's like, yeah, I'm like so quiche. And then like you can see this producer, like, because it's sort of docu-style, that show. And you can see the producer kind of asking like, well, what is quiche? She's like, quiche is like, you're like super hot, you know what I mean? But you're like not all the way hot or whatever she says. And so that's basically what she said. And then Olive and I were like laughing about that. We knew the same reference. And she's like, I have a quiche hat. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? She pulled it out. And I was like, can I please wear this for this leg of the race? And she was like, absolutely. And so I got credit for it, but it's technically Olive's, just for the world to know.
Oh, that's nice of you to give her back credit.
But we both agreed it's you're hotter than hot, yet still cool, is the easier definition. And Olive goes by quiche. So you can, if you ever see her, reality fans, you see her on the street, you can be like, quiche, and she'll answer to it. That's her nickname.
That's so
Isn't that
funny.
Cute?
Yeah, so it was such a I was shocked I didn't get a reference that you understood.
I'm so glad you got it. And I love that they showed that scene of Brooke and me because, A, it shows that we do
talk to each other. Yeah.
And B, I think that was the first time I thought, personally, I looked like myself, meaning I was very comfortable and I made a joke and that's kind of my humor. Yeah. Because up until that point in the race, I had been very stressed about just the reality of it and trying to like get some footing and understand the game. And at that moment, I was relaxed for once. So
it was a moment of not high strung. Scott.
That's right. So hashtag quiche.
Hashtag quiche. Oh, I just wrote this down because I didn't want to, because I wanted to remember. Michael and Liz, mm-hmm. adorable. He requested that we talk about him more via Facebook. So, Michael, I'm talking about you.
Michael,
I think
can
you're
I tell
hilarious, and I also think you're very, very smart.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Mike and I had a lot of time to get to know each other during the race. I love, love, love Mike. We are redhead beard brothers. I'll tell you this. I was trying to come up with some team names for some of us that didn't have them in the beginning. So, for example, Mike and Liz and then Venk and Ashton. I think I told you all on a previous episode, Venk and Ashton were Beauty and the Geek. But mm-hmm. that's a reality show that I'm sure didn't get clearance. But Mike was super cute because he's like, Scott, you have one job. Give me a team name. And like everything I came up with just didn't work. It just didn't work. I just couldn't come up with anything. I think we discussed this too. I tried Southern Comfort.
Yeah.
I tried like Red. Yeah. Like it just, they're just Mike and Liz. I feel bad.
I think it works for them though.
But I'll tell you this. I did pick his brain because he's an amazing chef in addition to being a butcher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He went to culinary school. He knows his shit. So when we had a lot of downtime, I was like, hey, I use Rachel Ray pans and I feel like I need to upgrade.
Wait, is that why you gave me your leftover
yes,
pans?
Yes, yes, yes.
Scott brought over a box and he was like, I got new pans. I don't need these anymore. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet of him. It's because they're shit. Aren't
they? No, they're not shit. I've used them for like 5 years. They held up very well. No, I asked Mike. I was like, if I need to upgrade, what do you recommend? And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Mike recommends All Clad.
Mm.
And he told me if I had the money to spend, if I had the dollar bills, I should go for the Copper Core, which is their top of the line. And then, but anything by them is good, is what he said. So that Mike, is that good? It's about a 4 minute
fulfilled?
Segment on you. We're good.
Are you fulfilled? I love a cast iron
I love him.
Skillet. Also, just throwing that out there.
What'd you say?
I love a cast iron skillet.
Ooh.
Do you have one?
All? I do. It's not All Clad. It's something that was hand me down from my grandmother.
No, that's the best.
Exactly.
It's because it's all seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys don't have a cast iron skillet, go get one. Because then you can
hot tip.
Yeah, hot tip. And then you can sear stuff in it, and then you can just pop it in the oven.
Pop it.
It's the best. Okay, back to Amazing Race. when you finished the first part of that challenge of building the desk, mm-hmm. and then it got to the part where it was grocery shopping,
mm-hmm.
I know you very well as a person and how much you like to bake and pick out your own food. And so I literally wrote down, how bad in capital letters, did you want to go shopping?
Oh my God. And I feel like, quick fact check, the quiche hat was given to me en route to Brazil, not into Tanzania, because people are going to ask about consistency of it on the show. Mm. I just thought about that. Sorry, fun fact. Okay, so shopping. Well, when you go into the roadblocks, if you make it far into the race, you have to have an equal number complete by something like 10 or 11. You have to have 5 and 5, mm-hmm. whatever that evens out to. And so knowing that, you kind of have to play your game to where you're playing to each other's strengths, but letting another partner, if it's something that's going to be remotely easy for both of you, then you kind of give it to the partner. I don't know. You just divvy it up. It's right. Hard to explain. So when Brooke and I were en route, we were like, unless it's physical, Brooke will do this one because it will keep us even.
Yeah, that's good. Because she was injured, so you could have taken all the other.
Exactly. Because gotcha. Her arm was still hurting to a degree at this point. So we were like, okay, if it's not physical, then you're taking it. And luckily, it, as you saw, was not physical.
In case people missed it, what are you doing, first of all? Second of all, will you give us a brief overview of what the challenges were?
Oh, for sure. Episode? Yeah. So the detour, so we'll take a step back. The detour, which is where we had to choose one task or another, was building two solid wood desks for a school in Tanzania, or we weaved two palm fronds baskets.
Which was cool, by the way. I would have liked to have tried it.
And, oh yeah, one thing that you didn't touch on, probably because we were not shown to be a part of this, but I will have you know we were very much in the conversations. There was a U-turn this episode. And a U-turn means if a team gets to this U-turn board, they can make another team behind them perform both sides of the detour. So they have to do both tasks.
So they can basically slow down a top team because they have to do double the work.
Exactly. And that's what happened this episode, is two of the faster teams were both U-turned. And what was interesting, and you'll notice if you watch the episode again and you see my shock and awe that we were not U-turned, there's two reasons that I was actually surprised, which, speaking of that run, I have to take 2 seconds. This run that I do makes me laugh. I'm guffawing every single time I see this.
The way you run?
The way I ran, and I'm being so dramatic about not being U-turned, and Brooke is running at full speed that I have to catch her from running into the U-turn board, and then I kind of throw her off camera. It's like the funniest Looney Tunes looking run I've ever seen.
Now I want to rewatch it.
It's really, really funny. But I'm shocked because our name was dropped as a potential U-turn. Because people saw that we were in the middle back of the pack and they thought we might be an easy out.
And also that you weren't drinking on the air.
But social game, and I got everyone to get to know me and to like me, and I negotiated what I could do for them.
I believe it.
So we were not U-turned. But also, we were talking to Mom and Dad about their options, and I knew Vank and Ashton were mad about
who Mom and Dad is.
Mom and Dad, Joey and Tara.
Yeah.
But Vank and Ashton, so you actually saw, there's two parts in this episode you can see I'm already playing a social game. One, Sarah and Shamir at the beginning. Sarah, I give her that long hug, if you notice, right after the challenge. But that's because I'm truly in love with Sarah and I was really excited to see her. And Shamir and I were already in an alliance. So me talking to him, I really was trying to calm him down. I really was invested in how he was feeling. But it was also like, I need to make sure, like, we're good. Like, we're good. You're looking after me. I'm looking after you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other point is when we're waiting for the ferry in Tanzania, you see me talking to Ashton. And she and I have already talked about this. That was definitely a conversation we didn't know was being filmed.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, so you want to U-turn the boys, right? Because the boy, they did this. They did this, right? I was reminding her. And you can hear me say, oh, yeah, because they did this to you during the helicopter. And it was just reminding her of what they did, right?
Right, you're just inching forward ideas.
Just rubbing just a little salt in that wound. Like, remember when they were assholes to you? Remember that? Even though the boys were in my alliance too. But whatever, I'm playing the game.
You play the game. You do you.
I'm not going to give myself credit because all this happened through other teams, but I will say I was talking about all of it. So
I'm not going to give myself credit, but I'm just saying I give myself credit.
Give myself credit because I was very proud of myself. But anyway, so we built the desks, and it's interesting because the show makes it look super easy. I'm sure if you're looking on your couch and you're like, oh, building desks with dowels, like, easy. Well, first of all, there was no example, so we didn't know what they looked like. But also, when that guy was hitting the desks, it wasn't to see if you had all the dowels in place. It was to actually make some of it fall apart. So they wanted to see how sturdy it was.
He was trying to make it fall apart?
I mean, it was kind of weird why he was doing that, because he would hit desks and some dowels would fall out and then they're like, you're good. You're like, wait, what? The dowels are out? I'm confused. We actually had the back of one of the seats turned around. So in addition to the dowels that you saw on screen.
Oh, you guys did?
Yeah. So we had to redo it a couple times. But those things were heavy.
It looked heavy.
They were at least 100 pounds.
Did it feel cool, though, to be, like, instead of just, like, doing a random task that was like, let's just make them do something for fun. Like, when they mucked up the windows on that building in the last episode and you had to scroll down and clean it. Like, that was kind of just to get you through something. But that you actually built desks for a classroom.
Yeah.
Did that feel cool?
It was super, super cool because there was a lot of parallelism between that experience and my experiences with Build On.
That's what I was thinking about while you did it.
I even said it, but I had a feeling they wouldn't air me saying that because it gives...
It's like a brand.
Yeah, it's like a brand. But I was like, oh my gosh, this is so touching because it's literally what I do with Build On, which is raising money for and then building schools in developing villages. So to make these desks and take them in the classroom, what you didn't see is we also took school supplies. You'll see The school supplies are kind of down my pants during the challenge. So
and then you gave them children.
yeah, whatever. We were in a rush. Okay,
you had to put them somewhere. I get
put them somewhere. Yeah, if you rewatch it, what's sticking out of my pants?
Okay, I didn't know if that was a mic pack or what that was.
Yeah, I thought a lot of people would think that's a mic pack. No, that was the school supplies.
What'd you give them? Like pencils? And
it
stuff?
Was like it was like writing utensils, notebooks, and there was one other thing.
Good for you, Amazing Race.
Yeah. So and then they actually did put the desks, like we put them in as you saw in the back of the class moving forward, and they did sit in them, and then we learned 3 or 4 phrases in Swahili.
That was really cool.
I would like to thank the editors for not showing me saying Swahili words.
Did it not go so well?
Scott is not good at foreign languages.
No.
And I try. But it's really bad. The
you're
fourth
like one of
phrase,
the whitest people I know.
I know.
I don't know if it would go.
I am. The last phrase had a rolling R.
Uh-huh.
And I can't do it. Like, I just physically cannot roll my R.
It's really hard if you haven't, like, spent a long time doing it.
And the teacher was super nice. He kept saying it, and Brooke was saying it, and they're looking at me. And I'm, like, not only embarrassed because I'm on national TV and in front of 50 beautiful children who are expecting me to just roll my freaking R. Let's just say it's Rojo, which is, like, totally not the word, right? But I'm, like, Rojo. And they're, like, no, roll your R. And I go, I physically can't do that. We'll be here all day. And so, I mean, I basically just said it 3 times. And they were like, okay, good enough.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's
so I'm glad
cool.
They just skipped us completely.
I felt bad for, I wrote this down too. What about that? Those poor handfuls of students left without a desk the whole time waiting for Shamir and Sarah. Everyone else was in a desk, and these like 3 or 4 kids were left like sitting on the floor waiting for the last team to come in.
That was one of the most adorable things, that they actually used what we built, and they, you know, got up, you put it down, and then they sat in the desk. Like,
yeah.
They were very much directed very well. It was super cute.
Yeah, the first team was like, yes. Like, those kids were like, yeah, back in the classroom.
Uh-huh.
And they got the back seat, which
yeah,
is, like, where
did.
The cool kids go.
Yeah, they did.
I know you didn't sit in the back of class, probably, in
front.
School. For
mm-mm.
sure.
Where you saw us sitting in the episode, that is where I would normally
yes.
sit.
Scott's like, if I could sit at the teacher's desk, I would.
Those kids were so, so cute. And I love how they got nervous when they gave us the clue.
Yeah.
It was adorable. It's like, I'm not going to hurt you.
Because they were like on TV, it's so very nerve wracking.
Yeah,
for people I forget because you know we live in Los Angeles and like you see a camera crew running the street, I'm like, oh, it's like a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But in you know in a country where you don't usually see like someone with a full camera other than a tourist, let alone the whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine the setup for that.
And at this point, 9 cameras or more.
Yeah,
because of teams and the 9 sound guys.
And they had to be filmed and like, but don't look at the camera, but they had yeah. a translator and everything.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
It is. And
I love when kids look at the camera.
I
think it's so funny.
It's cute because, yeah,
They're just living in the moment.
Living
they're
life.
Just like, this is, wow, what is this?
I will say this. London told us the weaving was super hard. As you saw, she skipped it. She came over to
yeah, and she's
to
like
the building.
A craft professional.
Matt did that in like what felt like 10 minutes.
Was it an intricate weave?
Yeah, apparently it was like super difficult. And there
how,
were other teams that didn't do it.
How did he get it so fast?
I, at that point, started calling him Superman. That it might come up in the show because I stopped calling him Matt and I started calling him Superman. Because I was like, you do literally everything.
Well, he's adorable. So clearly God gives with both hands, which is rude.
I love him.
But I know he's
Matt.
And he's so
attractive. Well,
and
God,
too.
But Matt. well, fun fact, he in London said this on her YouTube channel, they crocheted in the airport together because at this point, London still had yarn. but this is when we were all hanging out eating a meal. I also, I was sitting there and I was flirting with Matt, as one does.
As you do.
As I do. You can see this on a YouTube video from episode 1. And I was like, Matt, can we be bros? And he was like, Scott, why can't we just be normal friends? I go, because I want to be called bros. Like, that's the way it is. And I want you to be my straight bro.
But you didn't have a hat that said quiche on it yet.
I didn't have the quiche hat on
Jemay,
yet.
Jemay, the HBO show.
And then he was like, sure, fine. And then he started revealing that he could crochet. And I go, make me something. And he did.
What did he make
He
you?
Made me an anklet.
No.
That I wear the remainder of the race.
Did it? Do you still have it?
It just fell off. Oh, I kept it on.
That's good luck, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When someone makes you something and it just falls off.
Yeah.
And automatically.
And I embarrassed him for a good couple months after the race. I would take a picture of it randomly on my leg and send it to him with no text. Just a picture of the anklet still on me, oversized now from washing and all that. And he's like, dude, that's gross. Take it off. I go, no, this is your true love wrapped around my ankle.
Oh, my God.
So Matt Ladley and Scott Flannery, bros for life. L-Y-F-E. But
that's the hat we get to see next episode.
Yeah. But that we had a lot of time in this airport because this was the same airport. This is in Brazil right before we left for Tanzania. This was the first time we saw a Starbucks coffee. And I don't care about Starbucks.
Wait,
but
that's surprising, actually, that you didn't see them more often. I feel like they're just everywhere.
Well, sorry. We didn't see one where we could actually stop and partake. Mm. Now, keep in mind, I hadn't had coffee, which is my favorite thing on earth, for approximately 3-4 days at this point.
Wait, you didn't have coffee?
No.
Wasn't and so there I was little like, ones in like your hotel rooms and stuff?
No.
What?
No. Our breakfast is like a ham sandwich and water.
You're kidding.
No, I'm
you
not.
You couldn't have coffee?
Correct.
Oh my God, I would be so constipated.
Well, this is why we're also a little grouchy in the morning, because we didn't have caffeine.
Rude.
At least at this point in the race.
The whole crew was definitely caffeinated.
Well, yeah, but they stay in like normal. I mean, you know, they can eat. They can go to the hotel
but
restaurant.
They can give you. Okay, I see an issue with this.
Okay. Well,
You're like, I don't care.
I don't. You know, it's the race. But we were in the airport and there was a Starbucks. Now, keep in mind, if we want to buy anything, it comes out of leg money. Mm-hmm. And so Brooke and I thought long and hard about this because we're like, can I spend $3 American? Like, do you think we'll be okay? And we actually thought about taxis coming up and the exchange rate and everything. And we were like, you can buy one coffee. So
did
I went.
Did you guys share it?
She doesn't like coffee. So it was, wow. It was like my moment. I had my own coffee. So I went over to Starbucks and I got my coffee. And so they, same as in the United States, they ask what your name is. And I said, Scott. And they said, how do you spell that? And I said, S-C-O-T-T. Well, what I did not realize is when you say S in Brazil, or maybe it was just this one person, but I'm just assuming in Brazil, that means E-S. Like it's like my name was then on the cup, E-S-C-O-T-T.
Escott.
Which is like what that. The entire cast called me from that day forward when I was not on camera. So like not on that. Camera, it was Escott.
Escott.
Escott, which in our group text, they still call me Escott. And one time it was auto-corrected to Escort.
Oh, oops.
So sometimes the cast calls me Escort. Fun fact. Thanks, Starbucks.
You could be good at that job. If you don't come out on top in this show.
I could be Escott.
Escott, the escort.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's got to be my favorite airport because there was bonding. It was the Matt Ladley
crushing
anklet of love and Escott nickname that turned into Escort.
An anklet of love. Mm-hmm. Only you. So then after the mix of basket weaving and desk building, you had to go to a market and spend your money.
We did. And so on our way to the market, just so you know, we had to find our taxi to get to the market.
This is not proving well for you and Brooke. Taxis might not be your thing.
No. Nope. Found out. It's our Achilles heel. We did not know where our taxi was. So we ran. Well, because you saw us come in on the boats. And then we did the detour.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we had to go back on the boats. So we run back through. Like we're trying to get to the ocean. And we get onto a military base.
Wait. You accidentally walked onto a military base?
There was.
With a camera crew?
Yeah,
I'm sweating.
Yeah, it was us and Team Fun. I think it was Team Fun. Forgive me if I'm wrong on that. We were running towards where the boats dropped us off, but we got slightly turned around and ran into, it said, military zone or something like that. And I was like, well, we came this way, a.k.a. I don't give a fuck. Where's the damn boat? and ran into this military zone. And the guy, and there was
I can't look at you right now.
I know, there was an English speaking guy, and he was like, no trespassing, turn around. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and you had a camera crew. They would just like shoot you.
Yeah, well, what do you want to do? It was like 10 feet away from the school. So, like, how am I supposed to know? I was like, anything near a school should be safe, right? Okay, well. So, and it's because your camera crew can't tell you anything, right?
Right.
But we finally find where the boats dropped us off, and there's no boats there. And we're like, wait, okay, read our clue. So we read the clue and it just says, you know, make your way to the shops or whatever. And we're like, but our taxis didn't drop us off here. Like, how are we going to get back? And so we run back to the desk building area and lo and behold, there's taxis waiting for us.
Oh.
And we're like, okay, you could have been more obvious when we finished at the school.
Oh, they weren't there yet?
No. Apparently, they knew when we got on the boat to meet us there. I don't know if production told them. It doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there. But the taxis were there, and then we headed towards the market. I did want to shop, but I also wanted Brooke to shine, and I knew she could do that. She's good at negotiating. She's good at people skills.
Mm-hmm. That looks like a fun one.
Mm-hmm. I would get a little stressed, because what's fun is that when it's not our roadblock, we don't see what's going on, with the exception of the first episode.
So was that the $3 that you spent on a coffee? Would have been some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Which, fun fact, did you see how we didn't run out of money, but other people did?
No, lots of people ran out of money.
Yeah, and so I had time for a coffee, thank you. And we still didn't run out of money.
Worth it.
Mm-hmm.
That was impressive.
But
what did they do with that stuff? Did they actually, like, take it from you?
Yeah. So we gave the complete shopping list to those ladies that you saw checking it at the end, and that was their dinner. They got to keep all the food.
So you built desks for school children, and you fed families?
Yeah.
So you can write this off on your taxes.
I guess so, yeah. Yes, we can.
100%. Yeah. I would. Okay, I wrote down two more things. I'm suffocating.
Okay.
I just like to take random notes and see where this goes with you.
So far, so good. I didn't know I was going to remember some of these stories so far. I'm suffocating? I called Brooke and I was like, is that what I said? Which, I mean, the odds of us remembering that are very low.
Uh-huh.
But
what was the scenario?
I watched this like four days ago. Stairs to the roof of the check-in, of the hotel where check-in
was. Oh, yes.
And I will tell you, it was something like 7 flights.
They love to make you climb stairs.
Honey, we ain't done. This is the stair season.
Get that booty.
Mm-hmm. No, the stairs were not normal, though. They were super steep. Mm-hmm. And they were spirally. They were going up mm-hmm. at a turn. And
this was the very last to get to like the landing pad with mm-hmm.
With Phil.
Phil.
Yeah. And so we had just run out of the taxi and Lolo, as you saw in the episode, was right with us. And we knew we weren't last, but still a foot race. And so you're still running and you're out of breath. And now it's these steep stairs. And then I'm carrying 2 bags. And I think I was just being dramatic, as one does. I do not know. I never used the word suffocating. And I just think it's super funny that they thought it was so important to A, include it, B, subtitle it, and C, give a reaction from Phil. Like, he, like, gave a double take.
But I feel it sounded like you.
Oh, no, it's me. I just don't get, I'm baffled. I don't remember saying it. I feel like I said something else, but I mean, they have very good sound equipment. I'm pretty sure they slowed it down or cleared it up or whatever, and it's me saying I'm suffocating. But
if you're still listening to this and you haven't watched the episode, Scott made it to the very end of that particular leg, and they're climbing these stairs to the very, very end to find out what place they're in and be qualified for the next round, and Scott is dying and gets to the very end of it, and Scott, this well-manicured CrossFit human being, says, which gets subtitled so we can all read it and hear it, I'm suffocating. And it was like paused out between edit takes so that we could really take it in.
It sure was. Oh my God.
It was so funny.
Well, it was super hot. We were out of breath. And oh yeah, it was desks and running and, you know, it was all that stuff. So I guess that's why my mind went to that word. I have no idea.
At least you got a coffee.
At least I got a coffee.
I wrote this down. Sorry in advance. My dad said, tell him I don't like Shamir and Sarah.
Oh, Shamir and Sarah are amazing.
No, I'm sure they're great. Yeah. My dad has opinions.
Shamir is getting quite a different edit than I think we all thought he would.
Yeah, it's his edit that my dad's like, ah.
Yeah. And I mean, I understand because if I were Shamira, I would still feel this way. It's you got to have some sort of tension and conflict or the show is not going to be that exciting.
Yeah, nobody watches reality TV unless it's interesting.
Right. And Shamir, no, Shamir does not act that way all the time. But obviously, he did those things, right? If it's in the show. I did some things, but they're choosing not to show them. So, you know, we're all being boiled down to certain characteristics to make the ride fun. So I get it.
I'm having a good time.
Good. I'm so glad. Yeah,
I've never even seen the show before.
This was quite a low-impact episode, I would say. It was a lot more scenic and beautiful and it about the people.
Yeah, it looked really
than
great.
Really challengy. But next week, you saw that Brooke may reach her breaking point. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And in the preview? Scott gives another good cry. Ready for it? I did not cry episode 3, but I cry episode 4.
I can't do it. I can't watch you cry anymore.
I watched it and I was like, I remember exactly when that was. I guess because you don't cry so often in front of cameras, so you remember when it happens. I was so overwhelmed. I can't wait to share that with you because it's episode 4 is really good. Well, they're all good, but 4 is really good for.
So next week, we'll talk about that one.
Yes, for sure.
This week, we're going to watch the episode with your parents.
You are. My mom and dad are going to be here.
Funny. Last week, I watched it with my parents, and now we're going to watch it with yours.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, because this is when the original premiere date was, April 21st. And so my parents booked their flights and all that.
Are they, like, super supportive of this whole thing? Are they so excited to, like, watch you? Are they telling all their friends? Like, my parents would put it, like, in the local newspaper and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was in their community newsletter.
Yeah.
Their neighbors come and check in and want to tell them how they think about what they think of me.
Of
which
course.
So far is good.
Of course. That's great.
but no, they talk about it with, they have super fan friends that, you know, friends of the family that are now watching. Oh, everyone's coming out of the woodwork. It's pretty interesting. Lots of high school friends. My favorite professor from Harvard is watching and she live texts me.
During the episodes?
She watches it. What's today? Today's a Monday. Yeah. She watches it on Mondays with her kids. And today she just watched episode 3 and she's giving me live updates. And I'm like, oh my God, Bridget is texting me. This is like huge. Bridget Terry Long is her name if you want to Google her. She was on President Obama's like Board of Education. Like this is how bigwig she is.
Oh, wow.
And
what did she teach you?
Writes her own. She taught me the economics of higher education.
That's a lot of your job.
It is. And that was a huge course in the curriculum at Harvard. And she's been like the department head before. And I think she's the dean. No, she's not the dean now. But she's like that person. You're like, I don't understand how you have all of this going on because that's a lot of stuff in your life. Mm-hmm. And now, fast forward, what, 10 years? She's texting me about The Amazing Race. I'm like, how do you have time for this? This is very exciting.
It comes full circle. People love to see people they know on TV. Familiarity is everything.
Let me
ask you this question.
Okay.
How is this affecting your dating life, Scott Flannery? Oh, please.
No, really. What?
A deep epic sigh.
I have not had a date as a result of this show.
Yet.
Okay. It was not
what
my intention.
What would you qualify as a result of the show, though?
Well, I mean, friends I already have, like, try to embarrass me by, like, if we're in a group, they're like, oh, my God, are you that guy from The Amazing Race? I mean, which is fun. I find it funny and ever so slightly embarrassing, so I enjoy it.
Oh, my God, I can't wait to do that to you in public
now. Oh, my God.
Now.
It's, yeah, I'm kind of like, oh, please don't. But I obviously kind of like it because it's funny, and it's only going to be 10 weeks of my life.
Yeah, you got to swim in it while you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows what can spring from this, though?
Right. But, yeah, as far as dating, no, I haven't. I don't think 30-year-old gay men in West Hollywood is the target audience of The Amazing Race. So. I do have a lot. I must say thank you to my fans online. I do have a lot of fans and admirers from outside of California. Online.
I sure as shit hope they're listening to this podcast. This is solid gold right here, folks.
Yes.
You're welcome.
So thank you for your support. But in terms of dating locally, no. And that's okay. Because I did not do this experience to find love. I did it for exactly what it is. Experiencing this adventure, this game, you know, the potential to win money for sure, to travel the world. That's what I did it for.
So fun.
Yeah.
You look like you're having fun.
I am having fun. And I think you're going to see that the dynamics of the teams continue to shift, and it just keeps getting better. So if you haven't been watching, give it a good shot. You're going to really like it. I say come in now on episode 4.
Yeah, listen, I don't usually love reality TV shows, except like really dumb ones. Like anything on Bravo.
Like Housewives, yeah.
But I am really enjoying this one. I think that I would like it even if I didn't know you. Even if I didn't know a single person or like see value in the people, like the watching the stuff you get to do and the adventures you get to go on is kind of cool. Because it also gives you, you know, everyone likes a little vacation Pinterest board, and this is like that on TV.
Yeah, what do they call it? Armchair traveling?
Oh, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, and you know, I've watched the show all 29 seasons, but there's a couple who used to watch it and don't anymore, or some people who have never watched it. And I know you're kind of like, it's a reality show, but it really is interesting to, because a lot of the challenges are based on local color. You do get to travel and see what the world looks like. And if you do like that reality show dramatic piece, that's very big in our season with the interdynamics or interteam dynamics.
Yeah, I feel like they cover a lot of bases.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
It's just beautiful. Also, like, what the fuck else are you doing at 10 p.m. on a Thursday? Watch the show.
Don't go to sleep. Stay up. YOLO.
Yeah. Although every week I'm like, oh my God, it's so tired. I know you hate it too. Wait, isn't this week's a double episode?
Oh, yes. This week is a double, my friends. Episodes 4 and 5. So episode 4 continues in Tanzania, and episode 5 goes to beautiful Allison, Norway.
Norway?
Norway.
You know I love Norway.
Well, I don't know if I go to Norway. I just know I make it to episode 4. But if I continue on, we go to Allison, Norway.
Okay, well, I'm obsessed with Scandinavia, so we might have some things to discuss, or maybe we won't. I don't know. I know nothing, you guys.
We shall see. Yeah.
I'm playing this watcher thing right with you.
Yeah, so if whoever is watching, just tune in an hour earlier. So if you're Pacific or Eastern, it starts at 9, and if you're Central or Mountain, it starts at 8 and just goes for 2 hours. It's two single episodes back to back.
So we have a 9 and a 10. Ugh, it's going to be over at 11.
But it's 2 hours of beautiful countryside.
I mean, we'll be like having drinks with your parents and hang-ins.
Yeah, and at least one episode of me.
Great.
Maybe two.
Love the guarantee. I always wish for more. If I wanted to get more, Scott Flannery, where would I find it?
Well, you can go see what I've got going on online at Scott Flannery everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. But if we're not friends in real life, on Facebook, search for me at tar29, Scott Flannery, because that way I know you're a fan and I can show you all the secrets that I can through that page. Flannery is spelled like canary with an FL. And then you can also catch up on old episodes. I shouldn't say old, just more recent episodes of Amazing Race on CBS.com if you are so inclined. Sam?
Well, once you catch up with that, you can catch up with this podcast, Not According to Plan, on iTunes, also available on Podomatic. Please subscribe and please leave us a review. I know that several new people are listening and very few of them have left a review. Here's what I would like you to do. I'd like you to subscribe and leave us a review and then shoot us an email to notaccordingtoplanpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what your review says and I'll give you a shout out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's big.
A shout out to the epic fans.
I like that.
Because, you know, it's happening. Mm-hmm. So that's also, you can find us on Facebook, Not According to Plan Podcast. And I am Sam Valentine on Instagram, because you already know what Scott looks like if you want to see what I look like and kind of what I'm doing with my life, which is also on the website onebrokeactress.com.
I feel like you just posted a new post on there. What was it about?
I did. It's about my friend Sierra, who is a working actress who also runs her own cosmetics brand.
That's what it was. Yeah. Yes.
It's pretty cool.
So didn't you say like we could buy our own lipstick and then fix our car at the same time? What was that thing that you said? Do you remember? Nope. Great.
Nope.
So just read the article and maybe I should read it too at this point.
Maybe you should read it.
I just saw the beautiful post.
I put a discount code in there.
Did you?
For her cosmetics, yeah.
Oh, look at you. Oh.
Ladies.
Number one brokeactress.com. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Love it. Well, that concludes episode 22 of Not According to Plan.
22 deep. My goodness.
I know. For those of you who are just joining us, these are the episodes in which we are mainly focusing on Scott, since he's on national television, because duh, of course we're going to use that. And yeah, we'll be back to regular whenever he's off the show, but we hope that's never. So, okay. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.